following is a presentation of 65 Toss Power Trap Productions.
I'm proud of you guys, man. I'm proud of you, man. If anybody questioned your heart, right? If anybody questioned your heart, they got to think twice now. Okay. Right? But listen, you got to stay on top of it. You got to prove it every week, baby. Every week, you got to prove what you got.
Statement game. A single performance that conveys unforeseen greatness. A team that was being written off as a failure just 2 weeks into the season would respond with a commanding victory over a storied franchise in front of a national audience. But to call it a statement just wouldn't feel adequate. This Chiefs team, hindered by injuries to star players, welcomed to Arrowhead a Patriots team that has been synonymous with greatness for more than a decade. But after kickoff, that reputation meant nothing. And this team handed down a rout for the ages. After the Arrowhead crowd answered the call by regaining the title of loudest stadium in the world.
The Sea of Red has spoken once again. 142.2, a new world's record.
Jamal had something to say as well.
Charles, wide receiver screen inside the 5, touchdown!
And Hussein spoke up.
It's picked off, Hussein Abdullah, 10, 5, touchdown!
And Tomba would have his voice heard too.
Tomba came in the back porch! And steals the football from Tom Brady.
And so on and so on.
And the Chiefs giving a full load of fire against these New England Patriots.
Yes, a statement was made. But as Week 5 brings a formidable opponent in San Francisco, the men on this team have a whole lot more left to say.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. It was an unforgettable Monday night at Arrowhead Stadium as the Chiefs routed the New England Patriots 41-14, the second worst loss for Patriots coach Bill Belichick and future Hall of Fame quarterback Tom Brady in their brilliant 15-year run of basically ruling the AFC. Kansas City dominated in all three phases, chunk plays on offense. Defensively, they took the ball away three times from Tom Brady, including a pick six by Hussein Abdullah. In special teams, Dustin Colquitt was brilliant, and the return game was there. Now, another compelling storyline. The Chiefs go to San Francisco, where Kansas City quarterback Alex Smith was San Francisco's starting quarterback from 2005 to mid-2012. And we've got the perfect show to get you ready for the trip to the West Coast. We'll have fullback Anthony Sherman on the show. He played against the 49ers when he was an Arizona Cardinal, and he's in that huddle with Alex Smith. And you won't want to miss an exclusive interview that I had with Chiefs quarterback coach Matt Nagy. He talks about Alex Smith and why he's so successful in Andy Reid's system, and how Nagy and the rest of this team will help Alex Smith go back to his old team and try to get a victory. But first, let's check in with Chiefs reporter B.J. Kissel to get you ready for the 49ers and Chiefs showdown.
The San Francisco 49ers are 2-2 on the season. They opened up the 2014 regular season with a victory over the Dallas Cowboys, and then they dropped two in a row against the Chicago Bears and the Arizona Cardinals. Last week, they defeated the Philadelphia Eagles as they come into the Sunday game against the Chiefs with a 2-2 record. One thing we know about the 49ers offense is they like to score quickly. 72 of the 88 points the 49ers have scored this season have come in the first half. Now, in the second half, the 49ers have been outscored 52-16 in their four games. It is important for the Chiefs to come out and play well right off the bat against the 49ers on Sunday. There are a couple of key injuries on the offensive side of the ball for the 49ers that you want to keep an eye on. Tight end Vernon Davis, who had been dealing with a back issue all season long. He left the game early against the Eagles. We don't yet know if he's going to play in this game, but it is something to keep an eye on. Also, right tackle Anthony Davis missed the first three games of the season, came back against the Eagles, and then had to leave early with a leg injury. Jonathan Martin, the former Stanford Cardinal, he had stepped in and played at right tackle for Davis, and he's given up a team-high 3 sacks so far this year. That is something to keep an eye on, as the Chiefs' pass rush has been great so far this season, as they have 11 sacks on the year.
Being chased, he's hit and sacked. Justin Houston, what a night he has had.
31-year-old running back Frank Gore seems like he's been doing this forever. He has over 10,000 yards in his 10-year career, and this season has 59 carries, and he's averaging over 4.4 yards per carry. Frank Gore just keeps getting it done for the 49ers offense. But the player you really have to pay attention to in the running game for the 49ers is quarterback Colin Kaepernick. He's big, he's athletic, he's not afraid to tuck it and run, as he averages over 5.7 yards every time he decides to take off with the ball. He's leading the NFL in yards rushing by a quarterback. At receiver, it's a combination of veterans Anquan Boldin and Michael Crabtree. Both of these guys have at least 20 catches on the season and at least 230 yards receiving. Stevie Johnson, who came over in a trade with the Buffalo Bills, he's another player to keep an eye on if you're the Chiefs. But what the 49ers are really known for is defense. And you have to start with that front seven. Now, this group ranks number 2 in the NFL in rushing yards against, led by former Missouri Tiger Justin Smith. This defense is predicated on stopping the run.
Hand off Charles, trying to bounce inside, stretching left shoulder forward. Touchdown, Kansas City!
Now, we saw what the Kansas City Chiefs did on Monday Night Football against the New England Patriots. Nile Davis, Jamaal Charles combined for 34 rushes, 199 yards. They would love to see that kind of production on Sunday against the 49ers.
40-yard line, 35, trying to outrace the safety.
Another player of note on the defensive side of the ball for the 49ers is the new guy, safety Antoine Bethea, who spent the first 8 years of his career with the Indianapolis Colts. He has been playing fantastic football for the 49ers in his first season in San Francisco. He's second on the team in tackles with 19, and he really sets the tone for the back end of that defense, and we know what they've got on the front seven. This is a great matchup on Sunday between two teams trying to get over the 500 mark. The Chiefs are going for their third consecutive win as they go into the bye week following the game on Sunday against San Francisco.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Sprint, the official wireless service provider of the Chiefs. And by Truman Medical Centers, TMC and the Chiefs, partners for a healthy community. Coming up on Chiefs Insider.
He's a resilient human being. I always talk about how good of a quarterback he is. You're going to have lots of ups and lots of downs. And he just really knows how to keep everything even keel and make sure that he never gets too high or too low. And I've said that from day one.
Welcome back to the show. The Chiefs Kingdom has embraced Alex Smith as its starting quarterback. So has Chiefs quarterbacks coach Matt Nagy, who talks about Alex Smith and how he's acclimated so quickly to Andy Reid's system and to this team.
He's a winner, Mike. He's an excellent quarterback, if you ask me.
He came through. He played big. He outplayed Tom Brady.
He can win in any circumstance.
Man, I got to ask you about Alex Smith. What have you found out about this guy and coaching him since he came to Kansas City?
He's very resilient. He's a resilient human being. I always talk about how good of a quarterback he is, and then I always follow it up with how good of a person he is. And in this sport and at that position, you know, you're going to have lots of ups and lots of downs. And he just really knows how to keep everything even keel and make sure that he never gets too high or too low. And I've said that from day one. You know, we went out week one and we had a little bit of a slow start. It wasn't the game that we really wanted offensively, but we came back week two and ever since we've been growing. And I think a lot of credit goes to Alex for being able to handle that. And when things were going a little down for us, he never got too low. And now we had a big game you know, he's not going to be one that's pounding himself on the chest and acting like, you know, we won the Super Bowl. It's going to be the next game. So the biggest thing for him is he's resilient. He handles adversity well, and he does it consistently.
Two attributes I want to ask you about: his intelligence and his athleticism.
You know, both of those things are so big for him. I mean, first of all, you start with intelligence. We knew when we were looking at him a couple years ago that as a quarterback at that position, you need to be intelligent. We ask him to do so many things with being able to mic ID and be able to get the line in correct positions, and you know, maybe a wide receiver's in a wrong split to bring him in a little bit closer to the line. It might be a particular block that we need by that wide receiver. To be able to do that with 60 or 70,000 people screaming, with the play clock running down, with coaches screaming in your ear, he does all that really easy. And I think for him, being able to take what he does Monday through Friday in the playbook and then take it from practice to the game. Now, he's been in the league a little while, so he has that experience, but that intelligence helps him out tremendously. And then his athleticism, he's very deceptive with his speed, you know, and I think teams are starting to catch on to that. They try to play the 22-man coverage where they have two safeties deep and everybody else is playing man, and that's a benefit for us as a quarterback because there's no one for you, so you can take off and run. He is pretty athletic, and we get on him and tease him a little bit that he's not as athletic as he thinks he is to bring him back down, but he's that's definitely a great trait of his.
49ers this week playing host to the Kansas City Chiefs. There's not a better story to be told than Alex Smith coming back to face his former team, the team that made him the number one overall draft pick in the 2005 draft.
This is a big week for him. He's going back to San Francisco. And when we knew we were going to cross-pollinate against the NFC West, that this week was inevitable. As a quarterback's coach with him, how do you handle it with Alex Smith?
The biggest thing is I know, number one, that he's going to handle it the right way. So that's going into it, you know, you're good there. I was there playing in that position, and it's a position mentally where it can get you in a lot of different ways. And this is one way, going back to a team that you used to play for and you had a lot of playing days with. But for him, he's just going to, you know, treat it like any other day. In the back of his brain, I'm sure it'll be there, but we'll be there to help him out. That he understands that we're with him, that we have his back. You know, if we have a bad play here or there, we're going to be there to help him.
Chase Daniel, as the vice president, I call him the governor. He could be governor of two states at once, I think. What does he do to help you?
He's great. You know, he's really like another coach in the room. He shows up each and every day at the same time. He has his schedule, his routine that he goes by. The X's and O's part with Chase, the details of what the defense is doing and any tendencies that they may have, he's really good at. And what I think makes him such a quality quarterback that people don't get to see, that I get to see every day, is his relationship with Alex. In the film room, you know, out there at practice, on the practice field, and then on game day too. You know, I'm up in the box, so I don't get to talk to him as much. Well, and Chase is down there on the field to be able to help him and different things that he's seeing from the sideline and different things that they're seeing with the film. Not every team has that guy, and we're very fortunate to have that with Chase.
Superstition comes in many forms, but here is a heads up on how it manifests itself for Major General Michael K. Lynch.
When I was a squadron commander, and any time that I would fly the A-10, it was always my lucky helmet. The helmet flew over Bosnia several times in combat. In fact, it was the playoff game with Montana here, where they went to overtime.
Get him in the end zone.
Yeah, cool, Joe.
We were watching the game overseas, and we were passing the helmet around, and I would rub it for good luck.
He's done it! Joe Montana has done it again!
Before we went to the Balkans the first time, we came to a Chiefs practice. Marty was the coach, and the guys gathered around us. I had the helmet with us, and they all rubbed the helmet for luck and wished us the best as we headed off to the Balkans, which was pretty nice. And so then we went to Northern Italy, and we were flying combat missions over the Balkans, and I wore the helmet several times in combat.
When we return on Chiefs Insider...
Jamal lets us do anything. I mean, he's so dynamic. When you have a player like that who can do anything on the field, it's fun to be out there with and watch on the sideline.
Welcome back to Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. The Kansas City Chiefs decimated the New England defense on Monday Night Football with a relentless rushing attack. Jamal Charles and Nile Davis combined for nearly 200 yards rushing. The offensive line was outstanding. but so is the guy we like to call the sausage, fullback Anthony Sherman, who contributes for this team both on scrimmage downs and on special teams. First down and goal to go up to two. Alex Smith under center. They got Sherman in there at fullback. Handoff Charles trying to bounce inside. Stretching left shoulder forward. No sign yet. Now it is. Touchdown, Kansas City. And Jamal Charles has his first touchdown of 2014.
I mean, on this play right here, it was the tackle, Harris and myself. We had the five technique or the Mike Backer. Both of us had those two guys. They were going to leave those two guys open for us. And he did a great job of just washing down that five technique and taking him down. And then I just fit off of his butt and just, you know, fit up the linebacker in the hole, and Jamal did the rest. Jamal lets us do anything. I mean, he is so dynamic. Coach Reed is a mastermind on offense, and all those guys do a great job of film study. And they put us in great situations to succeed. And when you have a player like that, can do anything on the field, it's fun to be out there with and watch on the sideline.
They load up the right side with three tight ends. Are they going to run it left to Nile Davis on the weak side across the 50? And Nile Davis drags half of New England to the 42-yard line.
It gives you a different running style where Jamal can run between the tackles and can lower his shoulder and run people over, but he would rather get to the outside and show his speed, where Nile's one of those guys where, hey, I'd rather turn into someone on the sideline than run out of bounds kind of runner. And both of those guys do a great job. Coach Bieniemy does a great job of putting us in situations and having us understand the defenses and really understanding what they're going to try to do. Or the secondary might be low tacklers to prepare us to jump or something like that, where he just puts us in the right situation and we just try to go out there and have some fun.
Okay, expect pressure, all right? Got to see everything. Hey, you, boy. Good with that? All right, let's go.
I mean, he comes no matter what year it is for him. He prepares the same way from his first year to his, you know, could be his last. I mean, whatever, whenever he's going to be done with whatever, he's going to prepare just as hard as any other coach in the entire NFL to get his guys ready to play on Sundays, Mondays. He just puts us in such a situation to succeed. And I know he did that as a player himself. He studied hard, and it just, when you have a coach like that you can feed off of and respect and know he's done all of this to the highest of his ability, you just want to do it that much more for him.
Alex Smith, they got Dontari Poe in now at fullback. Big Dontari Poe wanting to clean it out, and they throw the football near side. Kelce's got a touchdown! Kansas City!
Oh, I mean, it's exciting. You know, he really looked forward to that play all week, and you know, we had it in for 2 weeks now, so he was definitely looking forward to get it called in a game and really to show Coach Reed that he can play fullback. And I know that's one of the things he's been trying to do for quite a while now. But I mean, if you watched it, you guys saw the film. I mean, that block on him, I mean, he's a defensive tackle throwing awesome blocks on three techniques, you know. So it's a great to see him, and that's the whole atmosphere of the team. You know, more you can do is everyone's approach, and try to do whatever the team needs to help us win.
Thanks for joining us on this week's show. Head coach Andy Reid has done a lot in the last month. He's developed a team that is tough and has been very resilient, overcoming a lot of injuries. And now they can go to 3-2 on the year if they can go to the West Coast and beat Alex Smith's old team, the San Francisco 49ers, at their brand new stadium. The team gets a well-deserved bye week next week, but we're going to be right here to give you a state of the franchise on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Sprint, the official wireless service provider of the Chiefs. And by Truman Medical Centers, TMC and the Chiefs, partners for a healthy community.
Toss Power Trap.